anyone who dared to deface or pull down the flag. As well, it couldn't be taken down or flown at half-mast. So all over the state, after the massacre of the Beautiful Nine, the flags of South Carolina flew at half-mast, except for one, the Confederate flag flying tall on the Capitol grounds. I think if you asked people in this country who took down that flag, most people would say probably South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley, you know, sort of led the legislature in taking it down. They had to debate it for some time before they made that decision. But that's not who took it down. The day after, a few days after the massacre took place, Reverend Clemente Pinckney, the state senator, lay in state in the Capitol Rotunda in Columbia. Thousands streamed by to pay their respects, but first they had to pass the Confederate flag flying at full mast, the only flag flying at full mast. The American flag was at half mast, but this one never was lowered at that time. Then there was the funeral, the mass funeral at the College of Charleston, the arena. Thousands were there. We broadcast from in front of Mother Emanuel Church, then went to the arena. That was where President Obama sang Amazing Grace. The next day, the individual funerals. We were supposed to be there, but then we heard something remarkable happened at the state capitol. It was 5:30 in the morning, June 27, 2015, 10 days after the massacre at the church. The South Carolina State House glowed in the morning light. Bree Newsom, a 30-year-old African-American woman from Charlotte, North Carolina, walked toward the main entrance of the building. She was accompanied by Jimmy Tyson, a young white man from North Carolina, and others who scouted the grounds. They observed the scene around the state house, waiting until there were no guards visible. After about 30 minutes, Tyson and Newsom made their move. They walked swiftly toward the Confederate monument, which stands directly in front of the main steps. The tall monument, topped with a heroic image of a Confederate soldier, pays tribute to those who have glorified a fallen cause, slavery. The two activists proceeded to the 30-foot-high flagpole that stood directly behind the monument. The Confederate battle flag flapped lazily at the top. Bree Newsom then donned her climbing gear, which she had just learned how to use a few days before. And as the guards began shouting at her to come down and running from around the Capitol grounds, she climbed to the top of the flagpole, grabbing the Confederate flag and unhooking it. She declared, "You come against me with hatred and oppression and violence. I come against you in the name of God." She clutched the symbol of the Confederacy and said, "This flag comes down today." She lowered herself slowly along with the flag. As soon as she reached the ground, Newsom and Tyson were arrested. Video of the protests went viral, was seen around the world. Her bail fund quickly raised more than $125,000. Ava DuVernay, director of the Oscar-nominated film Selma, which you all should see, was among the many to hail her, tweeting, "I hope I get the call to direct the motion picture about a black superhero I admire. Her name is Bree Newsom." But within about an hour, two state house workers raised a new Confederate flag on the Capitol grounds. I mean, that is just astounding. After the massacre that was committed by this young man who worshiped this flag, after the mass funeral of thousands the day before, after State Senator Clemente Pinckney lay in state in the Capitol Rotunda, they actually had to consciously raise this Confederate flag again, as just 2 hours away in Charleston, the bodies, one by one, of the victims were being lowered into the ground. Well, we rushed from Charleston to Columbia after we heard what had happened. Who was this young woman? We raced to the prison where we heard she was taken, and we actually got into the arraignment cell where Bree and Newsom were being charged. They were charged with defacing state property, facing a penalty of up to 3 years in prison and a $5,000 fine. Then we went into the lobby where more and more people were gathering, hoping that they would be released and they could see them. And among the people I interviewed was Tamika Lewis. She had actually come with Bree from North Carolina to help her to participate in the action. And I asked her how she felt. She said, to see that flag actually come down and all the things that it represents being taken down by a strong black woman was one of the greatest symbolic images that one person could ever witness. Another young woman named Carol Parker, she didn't know Bree. She came from Columbia, South Carolina, and she had walked past that flag for so many years. Every day, she felt humiliated and denigrated by it. And she said, Bree has done what our governor hasn't had the courage to do, what our General Assembly hasn't had the courage to do. She went up there and did what had to be done when it needed to be done. Make no mistake about it, it was Bree Newsom who took down the symbol of the Confederacy in Columbia, South Carolina.
Good morning. I'm Lynn. I'm here with Teresa Mitchell, and we are here to tell you how you can contribute to KBOO. We are having a 25-hour flash drive, flash membership drive.
Did you say flash?
I did. Yes, I did.
There you have it.
I'm glad. And there you have it. 877-500-5266 is the number to call. And you got one day to do it, folks. Just one day. You can do it. This is a matching period for Amy Goodman. We are listening to Amy Goodman talk about, give some of her stories of her 20 years of, I know she's reported from longer than that, but see, there's some of the great stories from the 20 years of Democracy Now! That she's been doing. And you can, there's two ways. You can call 877-500-5266 or go to kboo.fm, as did Isabel from Portland and Laura from Albuquerque, New Mexico, Oren from Portland, Laurel from Cannon Beach, Ivan from Tualatin, Greg from Vancouver, and Andy from Portland. That is one way to do it. You can go to kboo.fm. It's all easy and it's all peasy. All you got to do is call 877-500-5266 and let us know. There's gifts, for a $75 minimum pledge, you can get this book that Amy is talking about. For a $60 minimum pledge, you can get a copy of this recording. I know people have a radio on in their homes, and you can sort of walk in and out of the door, or maybe you had to you were running errands, had to go out and do that, and you didn't get to hear it all. Now is your chance. For a $60 minimum donation, that's $5 a month, kids, you can have this recording of Amy Goodman, done, recorded lovingly for us by our volunteer Theo Burke, because we are a pretty volunteer-driven radio station. Eh, Teresa?
Hundreds of volunteers make it happen. Call 877-500-KBOO. That's 877-500-5266, the number to call right now. And join us, as I mentioned before, when you see the bumper sticker around town, that's someone who has joined. Why don't you join those who join? And call us at 877-500-5266. Join the few, the proud, the 10% who actually join community radio and make it tick year after year after year. We started in 1968 with a little bitty 10-watt transmitter attached to a telephone pole, putting out classical music, which wasn't being heard on the air at the time in Portland, Oregon. And oh, how times change. And here we are nearly 50 years later. And yeah, we're talking about that 50-year blowout that we're going to have. It's going to be something. And we are a force in local politics, in local media, and across the world, on the World Wide Web. 877-552-66 is the way to call in, because we love that. To a certain extent, it's tradition. But, you know, it works in terms of firing us up, in terms of letting us have a great party here with free food. 877-552-66, and that's a matter of spending 2 minutes, 3 minutes on the phone with us, letting us fill out a little carbon copy form. There's no computers in front of the people taking your call. How about that? Just for that, you should call us. And you can get yourself a hoodie for $20 a month. I'd like to suggest you become a new member. Join the people who have joined. Join those people with a KBOO bumper sticker. You can have one for your own. You could put it on your bicycle. 877-500-5266. It's got to be you. Got to be right now, because it's the flash drive, and you can save every one of us by calling 877-500-5266. Once again, 877-500-KBOO, 877-500-5266. And we are also at kboo.fm. M, and Lynn has more to tell you.
Well, I just want to say that we've got about $2,600 left for our goal. We've got an hour to do it. I know we can because we know you listeners. You are there for KBOO, 877-500-5266. Help keep us on track for this membership drive. We want to know if you want to have shorter drives and phoning in now, making your pledge. That's how we will know. It's $20,000 goal for the entire drive. $2,600 of that needs to be made in the next hour. And I know you can do it, people. 877-500-5266. We look forward to hearing from you. And now, back to Amy Goodman.
All right. Thank you very much, Pitch People. We've got another segment of Amy Goodman for you now. And in this segment, she discusses the savvy of Rosa Parks and the courage of Emmett Till's mother.
Which brings us to Rosa Parks. I mean, you can't help think about Rosa Parks after that, right? Rosa Parks, who sat down in December 1st, 1955 in Montgomery, Alabama, in a bus refusing to get up for a white passenger. You know the story. And you learn it in your history books. And certainly when Rosa Parks died a few years ago, the media certainly took notice and told her story, but they got it wrong. Right. We were watching CNN in the Democracy Now! Newsroom, and they said Rosa Parks was a tired seamstress. She was no troublemaker. That's where they got it wrong. Rosa Parks was a first class troublemaker. Right. And Rosa Parks knew exactly what she was doing when she sat down on that bus. Other young women had also sat down on the bus at other times. Rosa had sat down on the bus other times and refused to get up for a white passenger. You never know when that magic moment will come. But if you're involved with social change, you will help to build a foundation that will determine the future, that will make history. The media denigrates activists. But again, what can be more noble than dedicating your life to making the world a better place? Rosa Parks was the secretary of the local NAACP. She worked with Edie Nixon. He was the local president. He came out of radical labor politics. He worked with A. Philip Randolph, who organized the Brotherhood of Sleeping Car Porters, the thousands of black porters on those Pullman trains who were all called George, not because their mothers named them George, but because they were working for the Pullman trains that were owned by George Pullman, which showed you why they needed to be organized. And A. Philip Randolph was the greatest organizer of the 20th century. He worked with Bayard Rustin, the black gay pacifist activist, together as they organized the 1963 March on Washington, where Dr. King gave his I Have a Dream speech. And this is the tradition that Rosa came out of. She trained at the Highlander Center. You know, we interviewed Pete Seeger shortly before he died, and he talked about perfecting the song We Shall Overcome. You know, it was an old sort of folk song, but at the Highlander Center, and talked about when King came to the Highlander Center and he was there, King asked him to sing it for him, and he sang, you know, We Shall Overcome. And Dr. King walked away and said to a friend, "That's a catchy tune." And, of course, it becomes the anthem of the civil rights movement. Rosa Parks was at Highlander. Rosa Parks had been strategizing to most effectively challenge the racist laws for years. She knew exactly what she was doing. And to show how brave she was, just go back a few months to the summer of 55, the summer of Emmett Till, the summer of this 14-year-old African-American boy who lived in Chicago with his mom, Mamie Till. And she wanted him out of Chicago for the summer and sent him to Money, Mississippi, to be with his aunt and uncle and cousins. And he was asleep one night at their house when a white mob came and ripped him out of bed. They said he wolf-whistled at a white woman. Wolf-whistled. Emmett was a stutterer. His mother, Mamie, taught him, whenever you feel the stutter coming on, whistle. He ended up in the bottom of the Tallahatchie River. When his body was dredged up and sent back to Chicago for the wake and the funeral, his mother, Mamie Till, in the midst of the greatest grief of her life, did something incredibly courageous. She said she wanted the casket open for the wake and the funeral. She wanted the world to see the ravages of racism, the brutality of bigotry. Thousands of people streamed by his casket and saw. And then Jet Magazine and other black publications actually took photographs of his distended, mutilated head, and they were published. And they were seared into the history and consciousness of this country. Mamie Till had something very important to teach the press of today. Show the pictures. Show the images. Could you imagine for just 1 week if we saw the images of war? If we saw above the fold of every surviving newspaper a baby dead on the ground in Afghanistan, and we learned her story and who her parents were and what their aspirations for their baby daughter were. We learned her name. That's what dignifies a life. If the top of every radio and TV newscast told us the story of a woman who was killed in a U.S. drone strike in Yemen, who'd just gone to attend a wedding party, and we learned about the young couple who fell in love and who this party was. If on everyone's Facebook wall, if every tweet, if every email talked about a soldier dead and dying for just 1 week, Americans are a compassionate people. They would say, no, war is not the answer to conflict in the 21st century.
KBOO Portland. I'm Teresa Mitchell here. I'm here with Lynn Mullick.
Yes, you are. And we are here to get you to call in 877-500-5266 because we're having, are we not, Teresa, a flash membership drive.
That's right.
A 25-hour membership drive. Hold
on. Pretty sure we're having a flash drive.
Yeah.
We could be having a flash drive at any moment. No.
Which, unlike a hot flash, goes away in 25 hours. So it is now, it is time.
Yeah, now we're flashing.
High quality sound. That's what we're all about. 877-500-5266 is the number to call. Or go to kboo.fm. You will, it's an easy, the tip jar is all gone now. It's a real easy, you just click on the donate button. Or if you're on our app, which is fabulous, it's really great, just tap on the donate button on the mobile app. It's easy, it's peasy, as I have been saying. You know, Louie is a new member from Happy Valley, and Trout came in with an additional gift this morning, which you can too. Come down to 20 Southeast 8th. We're in between Ankeny and Burnside. It looks like headphones are our bike rack. Come on down, have a cup of coffee, contribute. You can get a little tour of the radio station to see where the luxury and glory that we live in down here at KBOO. And we are very frugal. We make every penny count. But now is the time for you to let us know by your donation whether you think you would like shorter membership drives. So we're having a really short one. We're going to make $20,000 because you listeners are going to contribute and do that. It's if we succeed with this drive, we'll know that having fewer days on an on-air fundraiser is the thing to do. If that's something you like, let us know by calling 877-500-5266 and ponying up some dough.
Can you imagine? I mean, this is a very inspiring speech by Amy Goodman. It goes for 2 hours, and you can get your own copy of it by calling us, and Lynn will have the details on that in just a moment. But as you're getting ready to dial, I just want to ask you to consider, can you imagine a CNN anchor or a Fox anchor trying to give a speech like this? It couldn't possibly happen. Amy Goodman does what she does because she cares. She lives her life according to her intelligence and passion, and she is the real deal. I mean, you can see that just looking at her, and if you were at that speech, you saw that in person. She cares. She's trying to make democracy happen in a very honest way, and this is something I respect very much, by getting out the relevant truth to the population, because there's no such thing as democracy absent informed consent, you know, absent the freedom and safety to make decisions. And frankly, we don't have that in the United States. I mean, we're kidding ourselves. We call this a democracy. It ain't. This is a kleptocracy. It's a plutocracy. It's an interesting stew, and it has elements of democracy, but it is not in the main something that is controlled by the people. And if
well, that's
it were
the PR.
Yeah, I think a long time ago, we would have seen things much better than $15 minimum wage, and we certainly wouldn't have a healthcare system that depends on putting profits first. That's not what we have, but Amy Goodman is trying to change things, and you are trying to change things by being part of KBOO Radio, and I think just by listening to KBOO, you're doing a part, and I very much appreciate those of you who listen carefully and react and contribute to what we do. And we also need those of you who can do it to contribute $10, $20 a month by calling 877-552-66. Now, if you don't have that, don't feel bad about it. We are here for you, and I mean that quite sincerely. I'm putting sincere and seriously together because I like it that way. Sincerely, I mean it. But for those of you, you're doing okay, you got your work or your source of income, I think you need to kick down. 877-552-66 is the number to call. It just takes a few minutes. Let me say that slower. 877-500-KBOO. 877-500-5266. Now, you're familiar enough with 877 numbers to know that's toll free, 877-500-KBOO. It has to be you, and it has to be now, right, Lynn?
Absolutely. You know, you might consider giving 1 hour's wage a month if you are a working person. It's a really nice way to figure out how much you want to give, and 1 hour's wage a month to KBOO, something that you know you listen to more often than 1 hour a month. If you're new to town, and there are so many people new to town and happen to have breezed on us on the radio dial, come on, be part of the community. It's a community here. 877-500-5266. There are many ways to contribute, and right now we're asking you to contribute monetarily. We've got bills to pay. Electricity apparently still costs some money. 877-500-5266, or go to kboo.fm. These are the very easy ways to do it. You can get copies. You can get all kinds of prizes and stuff. The copies of this book is a thank you gift for us, copies of this talk. You can get two of them together or separately. All that will happen. Our phone volunteers are fabulous people. They'll know what to do. But now, back to Amy Goodman.
Yes, thank you very much, Lynn and Teresa, pitching during our Flash membership drive. All right, next in this segment, Amy Goodman talks about amazing activism during the year from Tunisia to Wisconsin and from WikiLeaks to Chelsea Manning and Edward Snowden.
I want to talk about 1 year. 1 year of activism that rocked not only this country but the world. It's 2011. I'll start a little before, in December of 2010, when a young man in Tunisia named Hamed Bouazizi came out of the university, found no opportunity in a country that was run by a corrupt dictator. So he goes to sow fruits and vegetables in the marketplace. The authorities are harassing him. They steal a scale. He can't take it anymore, and he sets himself on fire. That was the spark that lit the Tunisian revolution. Oh, there were other things. There was WikiLeaks as well. And what do WikiLeaks have to do with it? You know, WikiLeaks, founded by Julian Assange, who's been in the Ecuadorian embassy where his political asylum in England for almost 4 years now. And you know, Democracy Now!, we periodically go to England to interview Julian, who founded WikiLeaks, and fears if he steps foot outside of the embassy that he will ultimately be arrested and extradited to the United States, where he fears he could face the rest of his life in prison. We believe there's a sealed indictment against him. You know, WikiLeaks put out the Iraq war logs, the Afghan war logs, the State Department cables, millions of documents, believes that transparency serves a democratic society. And if you think he's being paranoid, like if he was sent here, that he would be held for many, many years, does the name Chelsea Manning ring a bell, who's now at Leavenworth and sentenced to 37 years in prison? And then, of course, there's Edward Snowden, who's in exile now in Russia. Edward Snowden, who actually made his decision during the Manning trial, and that shows Snowden's bravery. He saw what happened to Manning, a young U.S. soldier in Iraq who also sees these documents and videos and thinks the American people should be making decisions about the wars that we are engaged in. Manning is then taken to Kuwait, arrested, taken to Kuwait, then Quantico, where Manning is tortured. You don't hear Manning's voice for over 3 years. Democracy Now!, we played a surreptitiously recording of at the time he has transitioned in prison, and she now, Chelsea Manning, paving new ground in prison and challenging the laws for trans people. But in this court martial, we played Manning's voice, which was highly unusual. You could hardly make it out. You might have thought, why did Democracy Now do this? You could barely understand what Manning was saying, but just to show how difficult it was. And here is Snowden, who's watching all this, has a hold of all of these documents, to have made the decision then. One thing Snowden decided was that if he stayed in this country, these documents would never be seen. Even if he was jailed, that wasn't the issue for him. It was that these documents would never get out. And his were about the U.S. government spying on the American people. So he left, went to Hong Kong, got in touch with these journalists who did bravely go to interview him, get the documents. And then, amazingly, it was Julian Assange holed up in the Ecuadorian embassy who helped to get him tickets to get out of Hong Kong where he felt he was being arrested. You know, here is Assange. He's helping Edward Snowden. Snowden flies out hoping to get asylum in Latin American countries, is transiting through Moscow airport, and the U.S. pulls his passport. So he has nowhere that he can go once you lose your passport. So the nerve of the U.S. politicians and government to say that, you know, he could be a Russian spy. He never wanted to be there, doesn't want to be there now, wants to come home. The story of the whistleblowers we write about in a chapter in this book. You know, the whistleblowers are patriots representing the aspirations. Of so many people. And why WikiLeaks has anything to do with Tunisia is that the State Department cable showed that the U.S. government knew that the Tunisian dictator was corrupt, but still continued to shore him up to the tune of millions of dollars. And it just increased the anger and the frustration of the Tunisians. And of course, that sparked the Egyptian revolution, which made history, million people in Tahrir. It has taken a terrible turn. So many of the young activists and others who fomented that revolution, who tossed out the dictator Mubarak, are now themselves imprisoned. But the Arab Spring was seminal to what is happening in the world today. And I think it actually inspired partly Wisconsin, the uprising in Wisconsin, right? 150,000 people in the winter of 2011. I mean, the governor of Wisconsin also inspired it. But, right, Governor Scott Walker, who said he was going to bust the public unions, right? He was going to go after the teachers and the nurses. He assured the police and the firefighters that he would not go after them. But Governor Walker's problem is that the police and the firefighters were married to the teachers and the nurses. And so, I mean, it was like everyone rose up. They took over the Capitol building in Madison. And so we flew in and we were covering all this. I remember coming into the Capitol and seeing the biggest guys I had ever seen, the Oshkosh prison guards. And I went up to them and I said, you know, like, who did you vote for? And they said, Governor Walker, of course. And I said, so what are you doing here? And they said, protesting Governor Walker, of course. And then outside in the freezing cold, 150,000 people in the snow, one older gentleman, white hair, glasses, holding a homemade placard that said, IRS auditors against Walker. And I said, are you a Republican or a Democrat? He said, a Republican. And I said, but the governor's Republican. And he said, yeah, but he didn't tell us he was going to destroy our communities. And this is who rose up. I mean, I saw a scene in front of the governor's office in the state capitol that I don't see in New York. It was young people with long dreads drumming on anything they could find with the police rocking out next to them. So, you know, Wisconsin's an interesting place, right? It's the home of the John Birch Society, that racist, segregationist, anti-civil rights, anti-King organization that was co-founded by Fred Koch, the father of the oil barons, Charles and David Koch. And it's also, though, the home of AFSCME, the American Federation of State, County, Municipal Employees, 1932, founded in Wisconsin. I looked out on this vista, the sea of people. Across the Capitol grounds is the State Labor History Museum. I thought about labor history and how that played into this.
We've got more about labor history coming up, but first we've got to pivot over to Pitchland and find out what's happening with Lynn and Teresa. Hello, folks.
Thank you, Rock.
We've got a pivoting chair.
We've got a comfy chair, and we've got a matching. SSI Shredding has made a very generous offer to match the next $1,000 in donations called in during the Amy Goodman special. So double the impact of your gift now by calling 877-500-5266. Don't let a match go to waste. Call in. It's doubling your money. Call in with your $1,000 contribution, and it'll all be done.
Except that, well, we've got the rest of the flash drive to go. And we're calling it a flash drive because it's just today. And so I encourage you to, you're listening and you're thinking, oh, a pledge drive, how long is that going? Well, just
25
a few
hours.
More hours, actually. So everything has to happen right away. So if you're considering contributing, then this would be the time to do it. The number to call, 877-500-KABOO, 877-500-5266. And by this time tomorrow, we'll just be done with it. So you want to get right down on it. Now, speaking as a trans woman, it's very important to me to have community radio and to have broadcasters like Amy Goodman.
Why is that, Teresa?
Well, because, well, let me compare, let me contrast with Fox News. Fox News is run by reactionary organization, and Fox News reflects that by going out and running stories from, I mean, I say stories with scare quotes, from organizations like the Pacific Justice Institute, and that is an anti-trans, anti-gay organization, and they come up with just broad lies, which Fox News promotes as if it were news, and much of the corporate media will then repeat their lies as if they were the truth. For example, there was a story, I think it's been a year or so now, that some fellow at a high school was going into the girls' locker room and, you know, just displaying his arousal and all this sort of thing, and they just made it up out of whole cloth. You know, when actual journalists checked into it, there was nothing to it. They had made it up. Fox News ran with it constantly, and now this is a meme that exists in conservative Americans' brains, that they think that their kids are in danger from trans people. We get exactly the opposite from Amy Goodman, exactly the opposite from KABOO Radio, and that's a lifesaver for me, and I think that has contributed to what safety I feel in this region. 877-500-5266 to be a part of it. If you understand, if you're one of the people who understand how vital community radio is to a growth of a possible democracy,